The following program is sponsored by Cruise Holidays in Comfort Tours and Travel of Kansas City.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And I think I'll make you jealous this morning. I am in the Bahamas, so this program was pre-recorded. But I tell you what a great week this past week has been. Seriously, one of the busiest, best weeks of our entire career. That January 7th vacation extravaganza seminar and sale, we had almost, close to 600 people. All of that. Really, I mean, the momentum started, obviously, during that day, January 7th, and has rolled right through, up, still going incredibly strong. Oh, my staff, I don't think I've seen my staff as busy as they've been. They were not very happy with Mimi and I leaving for this business trip. It is, we have an advisory board meeting. Mimi and I are honored to be on the advisory board of our vacation.com company that is the parent company to Cruise Holidays. And very, very honored on that. Some of the 5,500 travel agents across the world, and they've got 17 people, agencies that are represented on their advisory board. And what an honor that is. As we were asked to be on Holland America Cruise Lines advisory board. And we're just so honored to be respected that way, and that our input helps make decisions for these companies, and that really, really is important to us, to have a say on your behalf. And that really is true. It's on your behalf, because we know, and Mimi and I've never, ever, ever lost that understanding that you are king. The customer is always king. We are in business to serve the customer. It's that simple. And we love our job. I'll tell you, those of you that have done business with you, I bet you're shaking your head right now when I say that our staff is just really so passionate about helping you plan a dream vacation for you. And we get as excited about that as can be. I met with a client, Robin Aziz, just last week. She came in, was telling me how much fun she and her husband Lou had on this river cruise that they did over the Christmas markets. And, you know, I was so glad, because she had not had quite as good an experience before. And I told her, I said, that you just can't even believe how it makes your day when you hear something great like that. So I want to tell you all, there are people like us in the retail world that care a lot, and I mean a lot, about you and what we do to help make your vacation the very best it can be. And so if you think our service is good, you like our staff, you like our people, please send them an email, or a note, or a card, or something. You just cannot believe how important that is. We Americans, I really do believe, we are so conditioned to criticize, but not to compliment. You know, we criticize when things don't go the way we expect them to go or think they should go. We forget to compliment when things go good, and when our expectations are exceeded. And I would say to you, as a great New Year's resolution, this is something I sure try to do every year. I try to be more kind. I try to compliment more, because it really is important to the people on the other end of whatever transaction you have, that they hear from you. And by the way, we also want to hear from you if things don't go the way you think they should. And let us see if we can help resolve the issue, if there is an issue, or make sure we don't do whatever it was you didn't like the next time. That's the one thing about working with us all the time. The more we get to know you and your likes and your dislikes and where you want to go and what your bucket list is all about, the better we can serve you. You know, that just happened this past week, too. This past week was a cool week. I had a couple that were on our river cruise on the Danube River late October, early November. and he had just retired. And they came in and they said, Mark, and they actually had it printed out and sent to me before. They had a bucket list, basically, of things they wanted to do the next three, even 4 years. And they sat down and they said, you know, this is what I just love. They said, we want to travel while we're healthy enough to travel, and we want to see some of the things that we have not seen. That Europe River Cruise was their first vacation outside of the United States, and they loved it, just loved it. And now the whole world became their oyster, and watch their eyes light up to to where they could go and where they will be going in the years ahead. How cool is that? And then they gave me a budget of what they wanted to spend each year and said, Mark, we want to get the most for this amount of money. And if you can get me, you know, three trips, that might be better than two, or maybe two trips that are longer trips. Or maybe if we, you know, go up to a suite, we'll only be able to do two trips and not three. Or maybe if we go down to maybe a lesser category, we'll be able to do three trips instead of two. All these things. And they just really appreciated my counsel and our company's counsel. And that's one of the things I think we do better than anybody. We can counsel you. Somebody in our company has probably been to wherever it is that you want to go. And being able to get counsel from firsthand experience is invaluable. And by the way, if we haven't been on the type of vacation or the destination that you are thinking about going, we probably have had clients that have been there. And we do check in with our clients and ask them to help us learn about a destination. I did that with Antarctica quite a bit because I've not been to Antarctica. So I wanted to be able to counsel people properly, wisely. So I went to, my gosh, probably a half dozen. Almost any time somebody goes to Antarctica, I ask them either via phone or email or in person what they liked best, as well as if they have any tips or hints for us so we can counsel people better in the future. And anyway, that's what we do. And that's why our business for 28 years has grown and grown and grown. And we really do appreciate you. If you've done business with us, thank you. On behalf of Mimi and I and our entire staff, you are the reason why we exist. You are the reason why we have now 31 employees and still growing. Mimi's looking to hire more, too. If this year keeps up like it has been, we will be doing more. And the other thing I want to talk to you about is some of these groups that we do, like that Europe River Cruise I just told you about that I escorted that the people got so excited about. Now the whole world has opened up to them, and the world is their oyster. We had our document party with Dick Wilson the other night. And how much fun was that, talking about going to the incredibly warm, beautiful Riviera Maya area of Mexico, south of Cancun. And Dick and Renee are going to the El Dorado Seaside Suites. And you know what? They're going to be broadcasting live from there on our sister station, 94.9 KCMO FM, Monday, February 6th, Tuesday, February 7th, and Wednesday, February 8th. And then they're called home. But they will be broadcasting live from that resort, so you ought to listen to them. But Dick and I have done 11. This actually will be our 12th trip together over the years. And you know, we just have so much fun. I like being with people. He likes being with people. Switching gears, Mimi and I are literally ready to have our document party for our India royal family trip coming up February 24th through March 8th. You know, we've just had somebody book another room on this. It's going to be 5 nights in the most luxurious hotels in all of India, in northern India, the New Delhi area, seeing the Taj Mahal. And then we work our way south to Calcutta, and we'll be on the most luxurious river cruise on the Ganges River. 5-star all the way. Holy cow, this is going to be nice. And that's the way I wanted to do, and Mimi wanted to do India. We wanted to see the highlights of India, especially the Taj Mahal. But I bet there's going to be so much of that that will be of interest to us. And I just can't wait. And so, by the way, there's still, I think, 2 spaces available for 4 people from the ship. They do everything by how many cabins are still available on the ship, and then they book into the, you know, land part that way. Then we've got that Rocky Mountaineer. We've had several bookings already this month. Just another 2 more bookings this past week. If you want to go with Mimi and I again for our other royal family trip in August 25th, to the Pacific Northwest, leaving out of Seattle or Vancouver. We got 2 options for you. Then taking the Rocky Mountaineer luxury train into the Canadian Rockies, and then motor coaching from Jasper down to Chateau Lake Louise, staying there at that iconic hotel there for a night, and then Banff at that iconic hotel for two nights there, and then on to Calgary. What a great trip that's going to be. 8 nights and 9 days. Boy, that's going to be a great trip. Then I will be leading that Europe's Rivers and Castles River Cruise in October. So go to our website, cruiseholidayskc.com. You can find all these escorted trips. Deb and Joanne are doing a escorted, hosted trip of the Christmas markets. Whatever it is you want to do, we want to help you with your next vacation. I've got a great show, so stay tuned, and you deserve a great vacation. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And we have Kathy Larson on the phone with us. And Kathy, are you as tired and busy as we are? Has this not been the most amazing first 3 weeks of any year that, you know, you've been working? It's crazy, isn't it? Crazy busy.
It's been very busy. It's been great. Yeah, a lot of people interested in planning vacations. So that's wonderful. We love that.
Oh, man, I would say so. You know, January and February are always the two busiest months of the year. And January is the month everybody calls wave month to, and when I say everybody, I'm talking about really the cruise lines kind of started this to get a feel as to what the whole year would be like. But I'd have to say, we've sure started out as busy as we, probably busier than we've ever been, Kathy. So what with Holland America Line, and of course you have the upscale line Seabourn also that you represent, I have to think right now, is Alaska the most popular destination you seem to be talking about more than anything else?
Oh my gosh, I think so. Yes, Alaska is definitely hot for this summer. So many people are interested in going up there this year that it is really selling well. And I know you're advising your guests to make their decisions pretty soon because it is selling so well this year.
Kathy, honest to goodness, I was working with a client just, what would it have been, a couple days ago, 3 days ago, I guess it was. And, I mean, some of the things, they had a 40th wedding anniversary, and what we were looking for over their anniversary week. And they wanted to do the tour, you know, the land part of the trip first. And then they wanted to do the cruise second, in a balcony, and we couldn't find anything over their anniversary time, so we had to move it up into earlier into June. But that is typical of what's happening right now. There's a lot of categories. You know, the tours sell out before the cruises do, so if you're interested in Alaska, it's my recommendation you make some decisions pretty doggone quick.
Right, absolutely. We always talk about the tours and how you should get off the ship and get into the interior and do the tours, but they are selling well this year, and because the capacity on the tours is so much less, they really do sell out quickly. But we still have things available, so now's a great time to be contacting the counselors at Cruise Holidays. We have some great offers going on, our view and veranda sale that offers stateroom upgrades and onboard spending money and discounts on shore excursions. And if you book into a suite, which we still do have some of those available, you can also get prepaid gratuities.
Everybody likes that. Everybody likes a little added value, something extra. Everybody likes sale pricing. And I think the key is you just have to be a little flexible. And Kathy, you and I, gosh, we've done business together for a long, long time, my company and your company. And we have on February 8th, a Wednesday night, On Stage Alaska again out at Cabela's. And I get a little, nervous that even by then there's going to be less space available than there is now. So people really are wise in starting that planning process seriously right now, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And if you know what you want right now, go ahead and make your plans and come to our Cabela's show, and we'll make sure you get the offers even if you booked before that. So that's no reason to hold back. You can book now and lock in what you want, and we will make sure you get the onstage offers.
It's a no-lose situation. So you have the availability. You're going to get as good a pricing as we will have even for that big event on February 8th. But also that if, and there are going to be, there are always extra values for OnStage Alaska. You'll get that anyway. So, Kathy, what else? What other destinations are you seeing that are very popular so far this year?
You know, this year we're also seeing a big interest in Canada, New England. And I know a lot of times people think of that just in the fall when the leaves are changing, but Holland America actually goes there all summer. And it's a great family destination. We do a lot of multi-generational families on that itinerary. It's a seven-day sailing from Boston to Montreal or the reverse. So they're kind of one-way sailing. But just a beautiful area of the world and great ports and not too far from home. So it's a really great itinerary.
Well, much closer to home than Australia, New Zealand, or Asia, or Europe.
Yeah. But it has that really European feel, especially when you get into Montreal and Quebec City. And I like to remind people, too, that Quebec City, of all the ports that we go to, Quebec City is the highest rated port in our whole system, and we go to over 400 ports.
Is that a fact? Quebec City's number one? I've never heard that. But that doesn't surprise me. That truly is one of the most special cities, seriously, in North America. It's just crazy. And that Frontenac Hotel, that great big Canadian Pacific-built hotel, turn of the century, that overlooks the St. Lawrence Seaway. Gosh darn, that is
beautiful.
Spectacular.
We dock right below it, right beneath it.
That's right. And you're up high enough, even the Holland America ships look smaller, don't they?
That's right.
Kathy, you know, let's talk Europe a little bit, because Europe is really an interesting destination. For quite a while in fall, even last summer, there was a little pushback, or not quite the interest in going to Europe, especially France, candidly. But we're seeing now there are some tremendous values, and the interest in cruising, ocean cruising in Europe is coming back, isn't it?
I think so. You know, we have just a lot of interest. So a lot of times when people think of Europe, they think of Mediterranean, but we do a lot of Northern Europe as well. And we really haven't seen much decline in, like, our Norwegian fjords, in the British Isles. We have the sailings that go up to Iceland that are very popular. So we have a lot of itineraries that are selling really well for next year, for this summer. Well, this summer, I guess.
Yeah, this summer, right. Hey, I don't want to, you know, get the word out too quick, because we're not quite done with all our negotiations with you, but it looks like when you said that magic destination of Iceland, it looks like there's going to be a royal family trip to Iceland in 2018.
We're hoping so. I'm working on it for you. It's a great itinerary that you picked.
Now, I know you're going to meet all the requests that we have. You are always so good about, I don't know how you get the job done, but some of the things we ask for our clients are something that I know Holland America probably doesn't want to do. But however you get it done, thank you, Kathy, because I think that itinerary is so special. And then, by the way, with that will be the military tattoo in Edinburgh, Scotland. So I'm very, very excited about that. But that's 2018, so let's stick with 2017. Let's stick this year. Kathy, one of the things I love about Holland America, because you go all over the world, I love those repositioning cruises that you do. Those are such great values, aren't they?
They really are. Yeah, for the per diems are a little bit lower on those, and you still have all the great, sometimes they have a few more sea days, but if you don't mind those, there's great onboard activities. We're really beefing up what we're doing on board. We added our new Exploration Central program. I don't know if you've seen anything on that, but it's just to give people more information about the destinations that they're traveling to. We're going to have new onboard experts with that program. We're going to have just more information, more presentations, shore excursions that tie into it, all of that to make just really immerse you in the destinations that you travel to.
Oh, that's just so cool. That is so neat. There's so many fun places in the world, and there's so many great ways to see it. But for so many years, Mimi and I and our entire staff have felt so comfortable recommending Holland America Cruise Line to discerning clients, people that are really looking for a better experience, from a service standpoint, from a food quality standpoint, from a education and cultural experience standpoint. So many things that you are doing now on your new ships, Kathy, are just so great. And, of course, the Indonesian and Filipino staff, second to none, because those people believe their heart is to serve people. That is their culture, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I believe firmly that's, you know, the reason that people come back to Holland America again and again. One of the many reasons, but one of the main reasons, is because of our great staff and the Filipino and Indonesian crew.
I agree. So, you've got a sale going on. Availability is getting less. There's all the reasons to call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City. And Kathy, you know our staff, and we do have a tremendous staff, don't we?
They do an awesome job. They know Holland America. They know our destinations, and they can really help direct any of your clients to the absolute perfect Holland America vacation for them.
No matter where in the world it is. Hey, listen, I know you got something you have to do, but I'm running out of time, too. So, Kathy Larson, thank you. This is Mark Comfort Vacation Views, and I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. You're going to love this segment because I can't remember the last time I've interviewed a guest, and again in January, where my guest is in the pool down in the Riviera Maya area of Mexico, just south of Cancun. We've got our very own Nicole Busenbark, our graphic arts designer, leadership team. She's in charge of our brand. And Nicole, are you really truly calling in? Or are we calling you? I mean, are you in the pool?
Mark, you know it. I am in the pool right now. I do not know what the weather is doing in Kansas City right now, but I can tell you it is absolutely beautiful in the Riviera Maya right now. And I am sitting in the pool with a drink in my hand, and I've got my family all around me. And, man, I wish you guys were here with me today.
Yeah, you know what? So do I. So do I. Hey, so you, you've got your husband, Matt, and your 22-month-old son, Bryce, your mom and dad there. Has the generations experience been what, and I know you've only been there a few days, but has it been what you expected it to be?
Man, we have been here a couple of days, but it has blown us away. The service is phenomenal. Every room here has a butler. That's right, a butler, and they make your dinner reservations. They will get you whatever you want. If you need help planning anything, excursions, anything you can think of, they're going to help you out. And they have done that for us and so much more. The rooms are fabulous. Every single room here has a view of the ocean. So I don't know how many places can say that every single room that you have has an ocean view, but this resort at Generations definitely has that plus 1,000. So we have been spoiled. I don't like to say spoiled rotten. I like to say spoiled sweet. We have been spoiled sweet here.
Well, I tell you what, that's because you're staying in suites. What are those rooms? Are they something like 1,000 square foot, give or take a little bit?
Oh, I would say so. Absolutely. Every room here is, the most lead-in category to your suite. You cannot go wrong here. You've got, like I said, you've got that view of the ocean, and you've got 24-hour room service, and you have that butler that'll spoil you. And like I said, I'm currently sitting in the pool right now talking to you because there is the free Wi-Fi and everything for the kids is here. We've got the pack and play in the room, so Bryce has his own little spot, and they've just been so accommodating to every single one of my family members here.
That makes me so glad to hear it. Hey, because you sure deserve this. It's been a crazy January, and I know you've been working incredibly hard. Hey, Nicole, don't you think every woman deserves to have a suite with a butler when they go on vacation?
Absolutely. You know, we do end up, I'm sorry to say this, Mark, but we end up planning these vacations, and obviously with the help of Cruise Holidays, but we're the ones that do all the packing and the preparing and the getting ready to go and being able to just get here and if you don't even want to unpack, they'll unpack for you. And just getting here and completely relaxing.
Which is what you want. It's absolutely what you
right.
want. And I know your folks, too, love being around. It's so good to be with family like that, your kids and grandkids. What have your parents thought the same thing about the experience as you and Matt have?
Oh, absolutely. They've enjoyed so much just watching him play in the pool and in the kids' pool. There's a nice, real shallow pool for the kids to play in, and we've all just kind of been gathering over there. And actually, we're kind of also celebrating my dad's retirement while we're down here, so this has kind of been a nice treat for everybody.
Well, tell your dad a happy retirement. Tell him tell him we love retired people.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've got the time and hopefully the money to travel.
Right.
Hey, Nicole, all of you been pleased with the food quality there too?
You know, the food here is phenomenal. We were just talking about that earlier, how we've never been to another resort, but the food from breakfast to lunch to dinner has been outstanding. There's so many choices. There's something for everybody. There's something for the kids. There's something for the adults. There's always a lot of fresh options. You can tell it's not pre-prepared. It's made fresh. The fruit is phenomenal. My son has been eating watermelon from breakfast to dinner. We've all loved it. So everybody's been really pleased with everything.
And aren't those restaurants there at the Generations Riviera Maya? My goodness gracious, you talk about prime real estate where those restaurants overlook the ocean like that. Isn't it just the best place in the world to be having dinner?
Oh, absolutely. Not only does every single room category here have a view, but every single restaurant has a view of the ocean, too. So that's been really fun, too, to see the sun go down and in the morning see the sun come up. It's beautiful here.
And what is the weather? Let's make this Kansas City audience, Midwest audience, a little jealous here.
Oh, Mark, I almost hate to do that to you, but it is 85, sunny. There's a nice breeze. We haven't been hot at all just because it's nice and warm, but that ocean breeze is just spectacular. And then you've got the pools. The pools are nice and cool, so it's really refreshing.
Well, there's a lot of very depressed people in Kansas City after our Chiefs lost the other night, so I bet you this is going to motivate some people to get out of this kind of weather and get down to someplace warm. That's this time of the year. Nicole, we had Dick Wilson's document party the other day. He's coming to the sister property, the El Dorado Seaside Suites, a little farther south of where you are, February 5th through the 8th. So our listeners, when they tune in to Dick and Renee in the mornings on our sister station 94.9, they can listen to them broadcasting live from the El Dorado Suites. But, you know, the Charisma properties, the Generations, of course, all suites, all butlers, the El Dorado properties for adults only, the Azul properties that are a little less expensive for family, they're family friendlies. They really do a fabulous job at any one of those properties, don't they?
Oh, they absolutely do. I've been fortunate enough to visit quite a few of their properties. And, you know, hands down, they have it right. They know the service. They know that you are here on vacation, and they are here to spoil you. So any of these Charisma properties, you honestly, you cannot go wrong.
Hey, and by the way, I didn't even say they've opened that Nickelodeon property there in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. You got to take Bryce down there.
Oh, he would love it. And, you know, they're building that Nickelodeon property right here, too, next to Generations. It's still under construction, but that's going to be really close to this property, and it is going to be phenomenal, Mark. They are working hard and working fast, and I know that those Nickelodeon properties are just going to be such a hit with those kids and families, too.
Well, you know what? Isn't it amazing when mama's happy, everybody's happy. And if mama's kids are happy, then dad's happy too, and grandma and grandpa are happy. Everybody's happy when the kids are happy. Have you enjoyed the kids program there at the Generations?
We did. We went down there. We've been down there a couple of times, and they've got a really nice, fun, big ball pit. They've got a huge little movie area for the kids. Last night we went down there after dinner, and the children that were there without the adults, if you're 4 and above, you can be out there without your parent with you. And so their parents were having a nice dinner, and the kids were having so much fun. They were popping popcorn and having pizza and quesadillas, and they were watching a movie on a big screen. And we were there, obviously, with our family because Bryce is 2, so he couldn't be there by himself. But we were having such a fun time. There's tons of toys, that big ball pit, there's slides, there's anything you can imagine for those kids. It's the best children's area that I've ever seen.
Ah, that's so cool to hear you say that. And by the way, I'm really jealous right now, you calling in. You're in the pool. This is
I am in the pool.
It's not fair. All of us here are saying it's not fair. Why am I not there? Well, listen, Nicole, thank you very, very much. You work so hard. That big extravaganza that you and Jessica Cummins were in charge of, that biggest event we've ever done. We have been so busy, Nicole. It's just been it's been wonderful how busy we are. People are making vacation decisions. So I'm glad to get the word out about what this property, Generations Riviera Maya, is like. This is a property that I think, I'd like to say, Grandma and Grandpa, you guys need to think about doing this for your kids and grandkids. Kids, if it is in the cards for you financially to do that, how wonderful for you all to do a family reunion type vacation. Mimi and I did that for our daughter and son-in-law, Andrea and Jorge, for our Ariella's, our granddaughter's first birthday. I mean, you know, you got to do something special for birthdays. And I think Chavi enjoyed that a whole lot more than even Ariella did. And he was at three, a little over three at that time. So kind of fun. Memories that last a lifetime. That's what you're doing right now, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We are having a blast and we are eating up every single minute. And we are appreciating every minute of it here.
And then you're going to come home and make us envious or jealous of you with your tan, right?
Right.
Okay. Nicole Boosenbark, thank you so much for joining me from the pool at the Generations Riviera Maya Resort. Thanks so much, Nicole. You go back now and just relax and put some more suntan lotion on.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hey, this is Mark Comfort. I have to take a break from the pool. How great was that? I just love it. This cell phone stuff is wonderful. I think I'm going to do a show from a pool somewhere sometime. Hey, this is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back with more of the wonderful world of vacations. And don't forget, you deserve a great vacation. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And, you know, one of the things that I think makes a vacation really, really special from start to finish is if you spoil yourself and splurge on airport transportation when you go on a vacation, or frankly, when you go on a trip. But I really, you know, right now I'm talking just vacation. So one of the things that we're doing more and more, Mimi and I, is we're doing the same thing. It's so nice to be let off right at the airport gate and to be picked up right by the baggage gates. It's so much nicer than having to go out and trudge around and find your car and, you know, warm it up, especially this time of the year with the snow and ice and everything. And hey, with me is a brand new partner of ours. We have the general manager of Five Guys Transportation Company. Richard, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be with you today.
And I do want to say thank you. We have used you. We've put a wonderful partnership together with you guys just not too long ago. And our clients have come back just raving at how wonderful your company is, how great your drivers are, how just spoiling that whole experience of getting dropped off at the gate and picked up at the luggage area gate. Truly, that makes a vacation special, doesn't it?
We agree, and airports aren't always the funnest thing, so being taken care of on your way there or on your way back makes everything really special.
You know, I just had one of my clients come back on that night of the Chiefs game last Sunday, and they were talking about how they had, sleet more than true ice, but just how kind of miserable it was, you know, it was cold. You know, they come back from a warm weather destination, and you and I both know, we've heard stories of people having to scrape off inches of snow off your car or scraping off ice of your car, and it's just so nice to not have to worry and hassle about that and take airport transportation. And Richard, one of the things I really like about Five Guys Transportation is, you know, a lot of people just think airport transportation is just really, really expensive. And when you do something like, say, with a limo or something like that, it really can be. And especially depending on where you are, as far as how far away you are from the airport. But really, in this Kansas City metropolitan area, you guys are really the price leader or the value leader in getting people to and from the airport, aren't you?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that started us off was we wanted to provide a great service at a super price for all of our clients. We can get you to the airport. We can bring you back home for a price that is very competitive based upon your zip code. You know exactly what you're going to pay when you set that trip. We feel as though we are one of the price leaders in the market.
Price leaders with really good service, and I think that's the great thing. And if you're okay, your vans are nice and clean. No, they're not limos, but to most people, hey, if you can do something like that that will spoil you and you You want to spend the money for a limo? Great. And if you don't want to spend the money, this is the right option for you. And Richard, I do have to ask this. I bet you get asked this all the time. You don't have anything to do with the Five Guys hamburgers chain, do you?
No, we don't, but we can take you over there if you want to go, Mark.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think I need to diet after I get back from my vacations. But, hey, all the best to you, Richard. I just want you to know that I am so pleased. Our company is so pleased to have Five Guys Transportation as a partner of ours. And people going to the airport, we can help set up that transportation, or they can call you. And, Richard, what's your company's website? What's your company's phone number so people can have that?
Absolutely, Mark. Our phone number is 816-891-9999. And you can call, you can text, you can email your reservation right into us. We'll get back with you very quickly. Our website is simply fiveguystransportation.com. Again, you can go to that website, set up your trip, hassle-free, no worries. It's a secure, safe line to use, and we'll take care of you each and every time.
And your drivers really are good. I compliment you for that. I think, you know, to a lot of people, you know, everybody's hearing, you know, Uber and stuff like that, but the real reality is it's important to know who's helping you out. It's really important on the way there, especially early morning, to be reliable. And we have used you personally, Richard. Most of our staff, Nicole Busenbark, who I just interviewed, she was in the pool when I interviewed her. She's used your services, and we are comfortable with Five Guys so very, very much that we've partnered with you. We put together a great partnership, and I just want to say thank you. I appreciate the job you and your company does, Richard.
Thank you, Mark. We really do appreciate that. Our drivers are the best. We're very pleased with what they do for us. We screen them both through the airport, as well as for the Department of Defense, because we pick up at Fort Leavenworth all the time. So they're well-screened, safe, reliable transportation. You can count on Five Guys.
You know, I'd never even thought about that, but I can guarantee if the military, Fort Leavenworth, is using you to pick up some pretty high-powered people, they're no doubt about it. They've checked you out, and they know you're insured and everything else, and that your people are good, safe people to take their people around in. Richard, thanks so much. Have a great Saturday, great weekend, and we look forward to doing much more business with you in the weeks and months to come.
Absolutely, Mark. Again, thanks for having us on. And again, we look forward to seeing you drive with Five Guys. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. I appreciate it. Hey, and we're ending up this segment, and whenever you're looking for a vacation, no matter what you want for your vacation, I really recommend give us a call. We are so good. We're open today till 3 o'clock, as we are every Saturday. 816 area code 505-1500, 816-505-1500. And you can check us out online, cruiseholidayskc.com, cruiseholidayskc.com. And you know what? You've heard me say for so long that you deserve a great vacation. And that's the one thing I promise you. My staff, our staff, will help make sure you get the best service. Know what the kind of vacation that you're going to be taking, what to do at the different ports or stops that you'll be doing, what to wear, what not to wear. All these things that are so critical in today's crazy world. And you know what? We don't charge any extra for that. So give us a call. Let us, if we don't do business with you now, let us earn your business. 816-505-1500, 505-1500, and remember, you deserve a great vacation.